CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Just me, Adam, with you this morning. No Ari. 7 minutes past six. Now, I don't know if you saw this story, but over the weekend, there was a big winner in the Tats Lotto draw in the Ulverston area. And the Ulverston player may not have discovered that they won $633,000 in this lotto. So it's registered, but officials from the lot have been unable to reach the winner with the contact details provided. It was purchased at the Ulverston Lucky Lotto in Ryby Street. Now, I just want to say, I know who it was. Yeah, I know him. So if you give the winnings to me, I'll make sure that they get them.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast on Taste Test Tuesday. Well, Ari's not here this morning, but that's not going to stop me from doing some taste testing, even though I feel like a bit of an idiot sitting here taste testing by myself in a studio. But what happened the end of last year around Christmas time, Ari gave me a chili plant, and it's blossomed some sweet, sweet fruits, and I've got one in here. Now, I don't know if it's that ripe yet. Like, it feels a bit firmer than your average chili. So this type of chili, it's a Pasilla Bajio chili. It originated in Mexico. It's used in the famous Mexican mole sauce, apparently. Pasilla means raisin in America. The chili got its name due to its deep brown colour. Now, you see, it's sort of a dark green at the moment. So I'm not quite sure if it's ripe. But it's most commonly used in sauces, or it's dried and powdered. Well, it's not that either. I've just got a chili right in front of me here. So because it's big, you know how the bigger chilies, they're generally not as spicy as those smaller ones. I'm hoping it's not going to be too spicy, because then if I can't do the show, there's no one here to do the show. I have to call Boss Man in on his week off. All right, I'm just going to bite the thing. I actually am a bit worried. Where can I put it if there's a mess? I'll put it on this. All right. I'm going to bite myself my homegrown Pasilla Bajio chili, originally from Mexico. Let's have a... Okay. Tastes like a small watery capsicum, but I don't think I've got any of the seeds yet. Let's go back in for another one, try and get some seeds. All right, seeds in that, definitely. Oh, yeah, spicy. Bit of spice in there, I've got to say. But still not too spicy. I think if a chili is truly spicy, you can't really just eat it raw like that. Did you hear the crunch on it, though? But I reckon if it gets a bit more time to mature and ripen up a bit more, it should get spicier, but definitely with those seeds. There's some spice in there. That's good, because last time I ate like a full green chili from the supermarket, it didn't taste like anything. So there you go. Homegrown Pasilla Bajio chili.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Well, the Winter Olympics in Beijing, it's all wrapped up. It finished Sunday. There was an event on Sunday. It was meant to be the men's 5K cross-country skiing event, but it was shortened to 30K due to strong winds and tough conditions. And one Olympic skier in that event has been left in unbearable pain after his penis froze during the event.
Athletes battled to see the finish line at the Zhangjiakou Olympic Ski Stadium, but one competitor left the event with an unusual injury. Finnish skier Remy Lindholm suffered a frozen penis in the race and has since spoken openly about his trauma. It's not the first time Lindholm has suffered such an injury. He also left November's Ruka World Cup with a frozen penis. However, the 24-year-old admitted it was worse this time.
Oh, Lemmy, it's his second frozen penis. The poor... I mean, think of the damage being done. So, fellas, let's pour one out this morning for our frozen friend over there in Beijing.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing, why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Just Adam this morning. Ari's still at home asleep in her comfy, comfy bed.
My God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Phone number 1300 655 922. I'm going to play three clips. Only one of the three clips is Steve Smith, the cricketer. The other two, they're other cricketers, but they're not Steve Smith. I need you to tell me which one is Steve Smith, and if you're correct, you'll go into the draw to win $50 to spend at Mind Games. Bernie, do you know Steve Smith? That's the question. A, B or C. Which one is he? Okay, this is clip A.
You know, with him, look, I'll give him all the information that I think he needs, but at the same time, I've got to be careful not to give him too much.
Is that Steve Smith, or is it clip B?
Just keep batting, make sure we get the total as high as we possibly can, and give ourselves a chance later.
Is that Steve Smith, or is it this one, clip C?
I'm an awful sleeper, and I reckon test matches I probably average 15 to 20 hours throughout the whole 5 days.
A, B or C, which one do you think is the cricketer Steve Smith? If you know, the phone number's 1300 655 922. Who dat?
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Mitch from La Trobe is on to play Who Dat. Bit of a cricket edition today, Mitch. You like your cricket?
I do.
All right, well, you should be able to get this one, I reckon. I'll play the clips for you. This is clip A.
You know, with him, look, I'll give him all the information that I think he needs, but at the same time, I've got to be careful not to give him too much.
Clip B.
Just keep batting, make sure we get the total as high as we possibly can, and give ourselves a chance later.
And clip C.
I'm an awful sleeper, and I reckon test matches I probably average 15 to 20 hours throughout the whole 5 days.
Which one do you reckon, Mitch, is Steve Smith?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it's C.
I'm an awful sleeper, and I reckon test matches I probably average 15 to 20 hours throughout the whole 5 days.
Yeah, that's Steve Smith, Mitch. Nice one. You are in the draw to win $50 to spend at Mind Games. Bernie, we'll draw that Friday, all right?
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Thank you. Clip A was Ricky Ponting and clip B was Marnus Labuschagne.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Green Day warning on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. When that song was out in the charts on Rage and everything, my dad convinced me that the song was called Warnie. Like, Warnie, live without Warnie. And I was just so confused. I was like, but aren't they American? How do they know who Warnie is? And why'd they write a song about him? But it leads me nicely into today in history, because Warnie's a part of it.
Today in history, the thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
22nd of February today. On this day in 1992, a daylight savings time referendum was held in Queensland. 54.5% voted no to daylight savings in Queensland, and it was the last referendum on the matter, which means Queenslanders right now, between the age of 18 and 48, have never had a say on the subject. That's pretty interesting. On this day in 2003, Warnie, you might know him from the Green Day song, Live Without Warnie. He was banned from playing cricket for a year when he was found guilty of taking a diuretic.
I can confirm that the fluid tablet I took before appearing to announce my retirement from one-day cricket was given to me by my mum. Contrary to speculation, saying it had nothing to do with the treatment for my shoulder injury or for masking any banned substance.
So he had a year off after that. On this day in 2007, Jimmy Barnes had open heart surgery to replace a faulty aortic valve. Didn't know he had that. Never knew Jimmy Barnes had open heart surgery. On this day in 2016, Cleo magazine was published for the final time. Cleo, when I was in high school, Cleo was massive. All the girls at my high school, they all read Cleo. They were like, oh, have you seen the latest Cleo? Orlando Bloom's on the cover. That's what they'd say. Direct quote. And on this day in 2022, the COVID-19 vaccination commenced in Australia.
Okay, just a little pinprick.
That's what's making history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. No Ari with us this morning, just me, Adam. But there's plenty coming up. Dog news, Word Sanger, that's on the way. I'll also be catching up with Kate Chisholm. With the Water Ski Club that are putting on a show at the CFM Devonport Regatta, which is, of course, coming up soon, the 6th of March, that's happening. So we'll find out what's going on with the water skiing side of things before 8 o'clock as well, so that's going to be fun. Stay with us for all that.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Do you have kids and you have a bit of difficulty getting them off technology or off the internet at night time when it's bedtime, or maybe they sneak some internet time in their rooms because they're very naughty? Well, there's a father in France. He was using a signal jammer to block the internet access for his kids, but he's now facing jail time and a fine because he accidentally took down the whole town's internet. So reports claim he was using the signal jammer to stop his kids from going online late at night. However, the jammer wasn't just blocking his signal. The entire town's internet service went down from midnight to 3 a.m. as well. So a signal jammer is a device that blocks internet by transmitting radio waves at the same frequency as mobile phones, which stops them connecting to cell towers and receiving signals. So around midnight to 3 a.m. he was trying to get those kids off the internet and accidentally got all the kids in the neighbourhood off the internet. So he's facing jail time and a fine now. So if you're out there trying to get your kids off the internet with one of those signal jammers, just be careful.
Word Sanger.
Something.
All right, the phone number's 1300 655 922. If you'd like to take part in Word Sanger, the word machine Theo will give you two words. You've got to work out what word goes in the middle to make up the word Sanger. And if you're correct, you go into the weekly prize pool to win a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's all good if it's a wood heater from Jensen's Quality Metalworks. We draw that every Friday for Prize Giving Friday. All right, the phone number, again, 1300 655 922. Have it ready. Theo, what are our words?
Your words for today are pillow and file.
Pillow and file are our words today. Pillow something, something file. We're looking for that word, that something that goes in the middle to make up that word Sanger. Pillow something, something file for Word Sanger today. Do you know? 1300 655 922. If you do, this is of course the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
A red chili?
On CFM.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Christy from Northdown is on the phone at 1300 655 922 to play Word Sanger. I'll get Theo to give you the words again, Christy.
Your words for today are pillow and file.
What word do you think goes in the middle?
Is it case?
The word for my Sanger is case. Pillow case. Case file.
It is case, Christy. Nice work. Correct.
Thank you very much.
No worries. You're in the draw to win $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks, and we'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn as the winner.
Sweet. Thanks,
Pete. Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1300 655 922.
The Devonport Regatta, it's coming up. It's happening the 6th of March, kicking off at 10 a.m. And one of the things we're going to see at the regatta is, of course, the skiing. And joining me on the phone is Kate Chisholm to tell me about the skiing. Good morning, Kate. And what can we expect to see from the water skiing side of things at the CFM Devonport Regatta?
Good morning, Adam. This year we'll be focusing on our children and getting them to show the public what they can do. We will have children as young as 4 and 5 kneeboarding. We'll have 6-year-olds skiing on 2 skis, which is what we call doubles in water ski language. We'll have discing, some wake skate, slaloming, which is 1 ski. For us, the regatta is a great opportunity for the children of the club to show what they can do to family and friends that wouldn't normally get up to Lake Barrington to see them ski.
How did you yourself get into skiing?
Well, I was fortunate enough that my father was a member when he was 18 years old, so I was pretty much born into the ski club, and now my children, who are 4 and 6, get the privilege of growing up there as well.
Cool. So you got into it at a pretty early age?
Yeah. I was skiing from a very young age, spent many weekends in the summer up there doing what I now love.
Oh, lovely. And where do you practice?
So we're at Lake Barrington. We have a ski club at West Kentish, which is on Lake Barrington.
Yeah, nice. So are you part of the Horsehead Ski Club?
Yes, we're part of the Horsehead Water Ski Club.
Does that mean you're a record holder?
Yes, I am. I skied in every single record.
That's awesome. Yeah, nice. We spoke to someone.
Christy. Yeah, you spoke to Christy during the week.
Yeah, that's so cool. Do you have any come and try days for anyone looking to get into water skiing?
So with COVID at the moment, we haven't promoted any come and try days. If you are interested in the club and what we do, jump onto our Facebook page, which is Horsehead Water Ski Club, flick us a message, and we'll contact you regarding popping up there and coming to see what we're all about.
And what time and where is the skiing happening at the CFM Devonport Regatta?
So we'll be out the front in the pontoon. The time is roughly 12:15 to 1 o'clock. That's during the powerboat racing break. So that could change slightly depending on how their schedule is going.
Yeah, cool. So that's the CFM Devonport Regatta. It's happening the 6th of March, and that's Kate Chisholm telling us about the water skiing side of things. Thanks for joining me, Kate. With COVID and all, you're a trooper.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, 8:05. Just Adam in this morning. No Ari. Hopefully she'll be back fighting fit with us tomorrow morning. Coming up on the show, Chorus Kings is on the way. We also have Tech Talk Tuesday with Richard Pascoe. We're talking about the iPhone. They've updated it so you can unlock it with your mask still on. So, of course, iPhones have the facial recognition software, but it's a little harder with the mask on, but maybe not so hard anymore. Do they need antiviruses as well, iPhones? We'll find out. And there's something called Chrome OS Flex. Is this something that you take to the gym with you? That's what it sounds like. I don't know. We have to ask Richard. That'll be before 9 o'clock. Stay with us as well for the birthday book. Get your entries in now at cfmtaz.com.au. And I missed dog news earlier, so I might be able to sneak that in. So if you haven't heard dog news before, now's your chance.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
Now, this is a feature we usually do at about 10 past 7 on weekday mornings. So if you don't listen that early, this is what you're missing out on. It's dog news. Well, a Northern California family is celebrating their long-lost puppy, Zoe, after 12 years of separation. The San Joaquin County Sheriff's Office received a call about a stray dog that had been dropped off on a rural property just outside Stockton, California, on the 10th of February. Zoe had been dumped from a vehicle and was found by someone who called police saying she seemed old and ill. Upon scanning the dog's microchip, it was discovered that she'd been missing since 2010. Zoe's owner, Michelle, said, "I definitely didn't expect this to ever happen, so I'm really excited." According to Animal Services, Zoe had been missing for so long that in 2015, the microchip company listed her as deceased in their records. The owners now live somewhere else, but luckily have the same number. This is a clip of owner Michelle talking on the sheriff's Facebook.
I found her at the pound when she was 6 months old with her twin sister. They were with us for about 6 months, and then we went to the store for about 20 minutes and came back, and she was missing.
Yep, that was back in 2010. Went missing and was found recently, the 10th of February. So that's a long time. We're talking 12 years. The dog was found about 100K from where she'd gone missing in 2010. And there you go. All's well that ends well. They got the dog back after 12 years. So never give up.
No, I just want a dog.
And that's today's dog news.
I just want a dog. I just want a dog. 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 No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What's going on down there at the reception desk?
Nothing. Why?
Call 1-300-655-922.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Time for birthday shout-outs. These have all been submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au, so they're all in the draw to win a $50 voucher to Peppermint Parties in East Devonport, Marquee, Photo Booth, and lots more. Today we are celebrating the birthday of Nick Burns from Burnie. Happy sweet 16th. Have a great day. Love, Mum and Dad. Bruce from East Devonport. Happy birthday, Poppy. Maddie Tiralongo from Latrobe. Happy 22nd birthday, Maddie. Hope you enjoy your extra special Tuesday birthday. Two spelt T-W-O. Tuesday birthday. Lots of love, Dad and Chrissy. Now, I believe that's because today is Tuesday. So it's the 22nd of the 2nd, 2022. So it's an extra special Tuesday. We have AJ Bryan from East Devonport. Happy 33rd birthday, Daddy. We love you. From Zali, Oliver, and Nyla. And we have Damien Barnes from Mindetta. Happy birthday, Dad. We hope you have a wonderful birthday. Thank you for everything you do for us. We love you to the moon and back. Savage Garden there. Love from Miley, Mace, Ollie, and your little princess, Layla. Remember, if you know someone having a birthday and it's coming up, get it registered at cfmtaz.com.au for our CFM birthday book. You could win that voucher to peppermint parties. All right, Pearl Jam. No more messing around. Daughter, this is CFM. Good morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
The pre-season AFL game that's going to happen here on the northwest coast between Hawthorn and Richmond. This is the Hillcrest tribute match. They were initially saying the venue was to be confirmed, so I can tell you this morning that it's been confirmed to be at Devonport Oval. So that's happening on the 5th of March at 1 p.m. The Hillcrest tribute match is between Hawks and Richmond, so that'll be exciting for fans of both teams and fans of AFL, and also just anyone that wants to go down and show support. So the 5th of March is happening at 1:10 p.m. Hawthorn versus Richmond, the Hillcrest tribute match, confirmed now to be happening at the Devonport Oval.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning
on 101.7 CFM.
Let's go find a king.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it! Alrighty, the phone number's 1300 655 922. I'm going to give you the line of a song, you give me the next line, and you're today's Chorus King, if it's correct. And if you are today's Chorus King, you go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. Local like us, Leading Edge Electronics. Okay, phone number again, 1300 655 922. Here's the line, if you know the next line, call. She's not here, but I can still press the button. What's the next line? Do you know it? 1300 655 922. If you do, here it is again.
Oh, it's still the greatest. The greatest. The greatest.
Oh.
1300 655 922. If you know the next line.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Sing it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it. Jackie from Frankford is on the line. How's the show sounding today without Ari, you reckon, Jackie?
I was just thinking, I haven't been in the car very long, and I was just thinking it's a bit quiet without Ari.
I know, it is a bit quiet, yeah. She's, well, she calls herself the hype for a reason, I suppose.
I am the hype.
That's a button. That's a button. She's not here, don't worry. All right, I'll give you the line. You give me the next line, and you're our Chorus King, okay?
Yep.
Oh, it's still the greatest. The greatest. The greatest.
Go, Jackie.
Girl, your sex is on fire.
Nice one, Jackie. Let's hear it. Yes, of course. You're correct, Jackie.
Awesome.
You're in the draw for that Leading Edge Electronics voucher, $50 worth of Leading Edge Electronics you could win. We'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn as the winner, all right?
Awesome. Thanks very much.
Thanks for playing, Jackie.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
Talking Tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
All right, it's Tuesday. It's Tech Talk Tuesday. We have him back on the line, the Adelaide tech guy himself, Richard Pascoe. Morning, Richard.
Morning, Adam. Where's Ari?
She's got a bad case of the breakups.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she's at home. Having resting it off.
There we go.
But we're all here. We're ready to go, and we're ready to talk tech. So the iPhone, they've updated it so that you can unlock it with a mask on. Is that right?
Yeah, it's going to come the first half of March, and people have been grumbling about this for a while. So you're actually going to be able to unlock your phone without taking your mask off. That's a great thing now that we're going to be able to suddenly do that. Expect in the first half of March. Also, you know, we know that facial recognition launched back in 2017 as a feature of the iPhone X. But when COVID swept around the world and we all put masks on, it was just couldn't unlock your phone, had to know your code again. So there was a temporary solution last year when a software update actually allowed Apple Watch users to access their phones even when they're wearing a mask or sunglasses. But now, you know, I think about the first half of March, you'll see iOS 15.4 come out. Be a good thing. There's also going to be a thing called universal control in it. So if you've got a Mac and you've got an iPad, you're literally going to be able to use a mouse and go from one device straight over to the other without, or wirelessly, and drag and drop files between the two. So a lot of Apple people are excited about that.
Yeah, and now, speaking of Apple and iPhones, do iPhones get many viruses? Do they need an antivirus?
In a word, no, they don't. So it's one of the most secure operating systems out there right now. Reason I'm bringing it up is a lot of retailers and telcos will try and sell you an antivirus on there, and you don't need it. And the truth is, there aren't really antivirus apps in the App Store to begin with.
Yeah.
But what do you mean, Richard, that but there are some antivirus apps in there, but what do you mean you can't have it? They actually don't do anything. They'll offer you a feature like a virtual private network. Please don't turn that on. They'll offer you a thing called a security check for websites, which doesn't work, and password managers on there as well. They don't actually do a thing on there as well. Apple's iPhone has enough security features to work as an antivirus on its own, so you don't need to install anything at all. It's very, very secure.
Right. And what about Chrome OS Flex? Is this some kind of web browser you take to the gym with you?
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
A lot of people know what Google Chromebooks are, so Google Chromebooks are on the Chrome operating system out there. Google have gone out and bought a company called Cloud Ready, and Cloud Ready makes it able to go along and put an operating system on an old Mac, an old PC that you have lying around, that's not being kept up to date. So this is free for people to do. I will put a post up on my website the next couple of days. But what happens is that you've got let's say a 10, 12-year-old Windows computer or a 12-year-old Mac or a 10-year-old Mac that's not doing it for you today. You can install this very easily using a USB key and back up all your files first and you can drop them on afterwards. But what happens is you've got a modern operating system on there on a 10-year-old computer. It just runs the Chrome operating system. And it, you know, the best thing about it, this is free.
Yeah.
So we don't have to throw those old computers away. I reckon that's a great, great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Well, thanks for being with us again, Richard. It's Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. You can find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au and talktech.com.au. Cheers, Richard. See you next week.
Look forward to it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. Special Tuesday today because it's Tuesday as well, as in the number 2. It's the 22nd of the 2nd, 2022. But it's also Tuesday, which just adds another 2 to the mix. So it's Tuesday all over the place. I want to thank as well Annie for reminding me of that, because I did mention it earlier, but I forgot to mention it's Tuesday, which is another 2. So, but we do have up on our Facebook page at CFM Tasmania is where you can follow us and post on this post. The question is, what's good alone but better together, because it's Tuesday today? Some good suggestions coming in. Eating anything, eating literally anything, Brandy said. Dancing, Jacqueline said. Dancing is fun alone but better together. So there's some good ones coming in there, and add yours at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. I tell you what's good alone but better together, this show. What a great example of that. I think Ari, it was all about the content. I think she had today off because she knew it was Tuesday and she wanted to show an example of how this show's better with both of us than just myself, I guess. That's the message I'm reading from her. Message received, Ari. Touché.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
Good morning, Adam, with you. No Ari this morning. I can confirm, though, and she was going to talk about it this morning, she has joined Tinder. And I think she wanted to share her thoughts and experiences on Tinder so far. But by the way, if you're a Northwest Coaster, get on that Tinder. Match with Ari, eh? She's a household name. Extremely rich, she is. She's a household name. But yeah, she was going to talk about that. And I don't know if she's been enjoying it so far. I think she had negative things to say about the Tinder app. I always personally say about Tinder, it's like looking for food in the bin. If it was any good, it wouldn't be any.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast program finished for the day. It's just been me, Adam, today. Ari not here. today. Hopefully she's back tomorrow. It's not the same without her. The show's just not as fun. Had comments earlier that it's a bit quiet without her. Whether that's good or bad, I'm not sure. But hopefully she's back with us tomorrow morning from 6. Come back, Ari. Ari, come back. Up next to Keisha Has Your Workday Hits. Bye.